Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these ghosts.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Hey, great to have you with us on the Thursday edition of the Al and Jerry post-game podcast. Al, what do you got, man?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. I was listening to a podcast on my way home the other day, and it was Mark Maron, who's one of the early podcasters. He was one of the early guys that started doing podcasting, and he had Tom Green on there, who you know I love. I love Tom Green. Tom Green is a guy I always think is like, he was always a step ahead in doing things, and then the people who came after him
did it better and made more money.
Correct. I don't know if they did it better, but they did it when people were more ready for it,
sure,
and made more money. And Tom Green used a quote that I actually Googled, because it's not a quote from Tom Green, but it's a quote that Tom Green said, and then I went and Googled it. And the quote was, "Pioneers often leave with arrows in their backs."
Okay.
So I Googled it. I go, well, what does this mean exactly? And it said, pioneers lead the way down a path and end up with arrows in their backs when the next group comes along, drawing from the pioneer's experience.
And reaping all the rewards and benefits of what they started.
Yes. So they were talking about not only podcasts, but like Mark Maron, he used to be on that Air America. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you ever...
I have heard of it, yeah.
I've heard of it. I never listened to it.
Me neither.
It was a radio station, I think, based in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it was, at the time, there was like in the Rush Limbaugh era, there was like a Republican conservative radio, and this was like trying to do the opposite, which no one had really attempted before. And he said that the company wanted to stream his radio show.
Wow, how about that?
He said, and they were putting up these videos that no one was watching.
Yeah, yeah.
And he still can't get over that people watch podcasts. Like, he doesn't, that Mark Maron podcast that has been around for a really long time, doesn't do any video component to it whatsoever.
Just a podcast.
Just a podcast. Just the audio that, like, we're in audio. We're audio people.
Yes.
But radio has become such a visual platform now.
Yeah, well, and
it's kind of weird.
You want to talk about being ahead of their time? Remember IATA?
IATA
back in the day, which Don LaGreca left FAN to go. He got a really good deal from IATA, and I don't think that company lasted more than a year, year and a half, and that was basically streaming a radio show and video, and it just never took off.
Did they do video as well?
That's what it was. Like, that was the whole point, and what differentiated themselves from everybody else was you can watch the show, and you're streaming the show.
Yeah.
The problem was they were probably 5 years too quick.
Yeah, Tom Green always talks about how expensive when he was streaming a video show from his house.
Right.
How much money, and Adam Carolla has talked about this too, who was also an early podcaster.
Right.
How much money it used to cost just to have the servers so that people could stream you either audio or audio and video.
Yeah.
Like that used to cost so much money.
But that's like anything though. I mean, a lot of times once it becomes mainstream, the prices just tumble.
Yeah.
You know, and that is a great example of where the prices tumbled. 2001, July 10th, 2001, they ceased operations, unable to survive a prolonged drought in online advertising. That was IATA. Mm. So they might have lasted a year, I would say.
Yeah, I do remember that. IATA.
Yeah. Yeah. How about that?
Yada, yada, yada.
Yada, yada.
I sometimes wish radio would go back to just being
radio.
Yeah. Because there was some sort of mystique to wondering like what the studios looked like, what the hosts looked like.
And I always say to you, that, and that's why, like when Imus was on C-SPAN, a couple of those days, I videoed it and I couldn't get over watching it more because I wanted to do that. That's what I wanted to do. And I thought like, you know, peeling back the curtain just for the 2 days was awesome. When Stern did that 30-minute show on the E-Network, like I loved watching it. That even though it was on, there was still a mystique to it because it was, you didn't see all of it. Now you get 4 hours of us.
Yeah. Yeah. Even Stern, when he would put out those videotapes before he was on the E channel, he would put out like a couple different videos. And in those videos,
like on VHS tapes?
Yeah.
VHS tapes. I didn't know that.
And then a couple of those videos, they do a really quick segment from the radio studio. And you could see what it's like. And yeah. Couldn't believe how small it was. And everybody was all jammed in
there. But there's something really cool about it.
Yeah. You and know? So many people went into radio because there was no visual component to it.
Yeah, like me, ugly people.
Yeah, they just didn't want to be on TV.
Yes.
You know, it's just a more intimate medium.
Yeah.
When, like, you're, most of the people consuming your product are in the car by themselves.
That is very true.
Right?
That is true. I think, you know, and in terms of sports, I've done games on TV and on obviously a ton on radio. And to me, I know you make more money on TV. I get it. It's just different. When you do radio, you're handed all your stuff, take care of it, run it at your pace, just make sure you get everything in, and it's great. And you really have to describe what you're seeing, and it's on TV, you got a guy in your ear nonstop. You got someone handing papers to you. It's like, read this now. Like, oh my God. And it's counting you down to the break. And it's just different. I don't necessarily know that I like it any more or less. It's just very different than what radio is.
Yeah. Plus on radio, like you could be saying one thing and rolling your eyes to your partner. Like, oh my God, can you believe this guy doing the jag off sign? You know what I mean?
You can do that on TV too, as long as the camera's not on you.
Yeah, you could like mute your mic on radio and just say ridiculous things.
Well,
and then,
but what's happened sometimes those mics don't mute and people end up getting fired.
They do.
And that has happened numerous times.
They do, yeah. What's his McDonald, Norm McDonald, who has passed away, but he had told stories about Bob Uecker, that he would got to sit in the booth and just watch Bob Uecker work, and how Bob Uecker would say insane things.
By hitting the mute button.
By hitting the mute button in the middle of, like, making a call.
Careful.
Well, he made it.
He did make it, but I meant in terms of if you're doing that now, just be careful.
Yeah.
Finger slips, wrong thing comes out.
Yeah.
That guy sucks. Whoops. My bad. Didn't mean it. Yes, you did. You said it.
I still can't consume full podcasts on video.
Okay.
You know, like, because I just don't know.
Full meaning how long?
Like a Joe Rogan three-hour podcast.
That's the problem. It's too long. I can't even... But you also don't consume that in one sitting anyway. You got to listen to that in segments because it's too long.
I listen to it. It'll take me the ride in and the ride home because I put it on 1.5 speed. But I just don't know how many... But you'll look and things will have 5 million views.
Yeah. But I don't think 5 million views of the full 3 hours,
which we've
discussed. Like, I'm a good example of that. I will put a Joe Rogan, whether it's on YouTube or mostly on Spotify, I will put it on. And I'll be honest with you. I like him. I like topics a lot, but I do get bored after 20 minutes. But I guarantee you that counts as a view or a listen.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I might have listened to 25 minutes of 3 hours. I count.
Which is why if you notice on some of these longer podcasts, like with Joe Rogan, if he's doing a three-hour podcast, they're jamming all those commercials in the first hour.
Yeah.
Because I think they know, too, that
people are checking out.
People start podcasts.
You think the advertisers find that out?
Yeah, they must, with the amount of money they're probably paying for a podcast like that.
I suppose. Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
I know. I can watch clips on, like, clips of podcasts I like to look at. Especially to see sometimes just what the dynamic is. Like, I'll watch some Theo Vaughn clips to see when he is a guest on, just to see. The other weird thing with podcasts is how they have people sitting on, like, now they're, like, podcast videos used to be people sitting at what looked like a radio studio.
Right.
Now it's, like, two people on a couch.
Yeah. Yeah, with a long boom mic.
Yeah.
That's a big one with some of the former basketball players, where they set up these studios with these really nice couches or recliners. And they have these great microphones that are, like, right in their face. And even the Paul Pierce, I didn't play it, but, like, Joy Taylor said some stuff about her sex life yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that on Awful Announcing, had a write-up about that.
I actually saved it for tomorrow just because no one's playing tonight.
Yeah.
And I figure, why burn through it this morning? My point is, though, she did that on Paul Pierce's podcast. I don't know if that's his wife. I don't know who he does it with. But it's a very comfortable-looking set that they've put together. And that seems to be the direction we're heading in.
I like the Theo Vaughn one in that it has elements of both. They're sitting on individual comfortable chairs like you would have in a living room, and they still have real microphones in front of their faces.
Sounds good.
I also think, like, look, like right now, Jerry, I'm being blocked by this microphone.
Yes, you are. I make sure I don't do this like you are. I turn it to the side.
The angle on this one is a weirder seat for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, we should get those arms that come up.
Could do that.
Like, I see that on Joe Rogan.
You think that's why our views are terrible?
I think so. I think people
can't see your gorgeous face.
I can't watch this with this microphone arm in front of this guy.
They need more Al.
Yeah, we need more Al.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think in the podcasts, too, because of the length of them, like, you turned me on to that Steve Young podcast. Who was with who? Who was the?
Graham Bensinger.
Yes. And that was 2 hours, 2.5 hours. And I was into it until I wasn't. Like, I watched the first 30 or 40 minutes, and I thought it was really cool. But at some point, it's like, all right, now I'm bored. And I moved on. And I never watched the final hour.
Yeah, that show in particular, for whatever reason, I watch in chunks on YouTube while I'm, like, making dinner.
Okay.
Or cleaning up.
Like, they put segments up.
Yeah, they put segments up. And it's,
I do like that.
I do it that way.
I also love, and we've talked about this, I really enjoy on YouTube when they put the chapters in.
Yes.
So if I see someone that's talking about, let's say, the secrets of investing in the S&P 500 with some financial analyst, and then I click on it, and they're talking about the guy where he went to school. Like, holy crap, I don't care where you went to school. But then you fast forward to when they get to it. Oh, that's great. I'll watch that 12 minutes. I don't need your life history.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm like that sometimes with biographies.
Yeah.
If I'm going to read a biography, I'm like, don't care about how you grew up. Once you got to this job, how did you do this?
Sure. Like, tell me what I came to watch.
Yeah, let me fast forward. I know sometimes you need, like, I started watching on Netflix, The Untold, about the Gilbert Arenas and.
Yeah. Oh, that's out now?
Yeah, it's out now.
Okay.
So I watched the first probably 45 minutes of it.
Okay.
I probably have another 45 minutes. The first part is such a long setup about each of their individual lives, which I guess you could, well, you know what? In fairness, it probably does come into play as to why they were both screwing around with guns and how that whole thing.
Sure.
I had to tell you, Gilbert Arenas comes across
Javaris
as a.
Crittenton.
Yeah. Gilbert Arenas comes across as a douche.
Well, I'm sure he does, but I will tell you, you watch his podcast, he comes across quite well in the podcast.
Okay.
You know, different setting.
Yeah, and maybe he was young when happened.
Well, he was, this is what, 20 years ago?
Yeah.
18 years ago, something like that? So I don't know how old he is now, but I bet you he wasn't more than 20. I don't know. I got to see how old he is. I'm not really sure. Gilbert Arenas. I love the name of his podcast, too. It's called Gil's Arena.
Yeah, that is a good one.
I do like that. Let's see. Age. Gilbert Arenas, age. I'm gonna say he's 40. I'm going to say right now he's 44.
Okay.
What do you think?
I'm going to say younger than that. I'm going to take the under.
Gilbert Arenas. Gilbert J. He is 43.
43.
So this incident was 09, 16 years ago. So he's 27. He wasn't 19.
Yeah.
But he also wasn't 40.
Doesn't seem like a real practical joker in the locker room.
Yeah.
That annoys some people.
Yep.
So, yeah, definitely check that out. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah, I will at some point. I see Netflix is changing their look.
Yeah, they're like putting a menu up top or something.
Has it happened yet or no?
Well, I went last night and it hadn't happened yet, unless I have to update it somehow.
Got it.
I have no idea.
I saw that in the news report yesterday.
I also don't know how people are consuming all these podcasts if they don't have a long commute. Do you think people just have long commutes?
Oh, I think people listen to them at work.
Yeah.
I think podcasting is popular because I think people sit at these cubicles and that's what they consume. I think they stream like stations like us. That's what I do get a lot when people say they listen on the Odyssey app at work. I think people are sitting at their desks just rolling podcasts while they work. I really do. Or listening to their Spotify and their music.
Do you think they're really... See, I could listen to music as I work.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like a podcast, I like to pay attention to a podcast.
Yeah, well, I think it depends on the work you're doing. Like, I couldn't listen to a podcast while I'm listening to interview. I can't do both.
Yeah, you can't do that.
But I was doing paperwork, I probably could.
Do you think I could get a couple Rogan podcasts in during Boomer and Geo?
What's this? No, you should be listening to Boomer and Geo.
Right, so I can't do it either.
No.
So you and I both have...
You need the commute.
You and I both have jobs we can't do that with.
Is there truth to the rumor that you're going to move to Atlantic City just so you can hear the entire episode on your way in?
Yeah, just so I can... I have often thought about, when I retire, how am I going to listen to podcasts?
Yeah, well...
When I walk my dog?
You could do that. You watch them on YouTube, on your... Even Spotify. I think Spotify is going to start showing video.
They already do some. Like, I think the Spotify-owned ones like Rogan already have the video built in already.
Right. So if you have that on your... If you get a Roku stick, I believe you can get Spotify on it and you can watch those.
Yeah, all of them. I have the Apple TV. I have Spotify.
Like, why wouldn't you... In a case like today, I know we make fun of your spare time, which you've gotten more than...
I have a couple hours.
More than society. Why wouldn't you pop that up on the big screen? And not necessarily to watch it, but to listen to it as you're doing whatever you're doing.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Like, what else is usually on?
I would look for shorter YouTube things to have on in the background.
Got it.
But that's probably a good idea.
I would think. I mean, and you plan to retire when? What's your plan again?
I think 59 and a half.
59, so 3 years.
So three...
Or 4 years.
Yeah, 4 years from like now.
So you got time to figure that out.
Yeah. Somehow, Jerry, I'll figure that out somehow.
You will. Be interesting if you're still in Bradley Beach at that point, though.
That will be interesting.
Or if you have sold for the cash.
Right.
Which is very tempting.
It is tempting.
I know it is. I'm well aware.
Mm.
I have a friend of mine that did it. It's very smart.
Yeah.
Very smart.
The only problem is I don't know where do you go?
You're going to Colts Neck. You're going to live right next to the boss.
Or Bruce Springsteen, that'd be awesome.
Or you're going to that Middletown Red Bank area by Bon Jovi.
I need to be near other New Jersey celebrities.
I know you do. You'd be right on the water.
Yeah.
You have that palace you've always wanted.
Yeah.
Right up your alley.
I don't know. I don't know. But, yeah. I also believe, like you said, people you think listen to podcasts in their cubicles.
I do.
I think we think there are a lot more cubicle jobs than there are. Do you think there are, like, where do...
Here's what I know.
People
I went and had coffee with Eric Spitz yesterday.
Okay.
So I went into Midtown. I had to get off the 50th Street exit off the subway. And we always talk about, you look at these buildings, like, what are all these people doing? I got to tell you, Al, I got off the subway about 1:15. It felt like being in a mall on December 23rd in the year 1983. The amount of people that were milling around Midtown. I was right by Radio City, by all these office buildings.
Yeah.
Everyone's well-dressed. These weren't tourists. These people were out for lunch. And then when I went into the office building where Spitz works, the amount of foot traffic in that building, there's more than we think, actually.
It is.
They're back.
It is one of the great mysteries to me as to what goes on in an office.
I don't know how they're generating fine. I don't know. I don't know.
It's so foreign to both of us because we've been working in radio our whole lives. That I just don't know.
What is that?
Yeah, like when someone goes to work and sits at a cubicle, because I told you the brief time I did it at the, we were Infinity Broadcasting.
Right.
Their corporate office, and maybe when we were CBS Radio was my next time through there. And I would go to my cubicle, I would turn my computer on and not know what to do.
Because there was no... like, assigned plan for the day.
Yeah, I didn't have an assigned plan for the day.
You talk about lack of productivity from an employee.
So what do
I don't know. Like,
do all day?
My wife had, I think customer service is a big career. But I think a lot of that's done remotely now, too, because you don't have to be in an office building. What I don't know is if you go down to Wall Street and you go into those buildings.
Yeah.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on there?
Like when people go like this, I have a big meeting with a client today. To do what?
Well, you could have a meeting with a client here, potentially, if you were going to read commercials for them.
Okay. What regular people have meetings with clients?
I really don't know.
Like, oh, another Zoom call.
I don't know.
About what Zoom call?
The only thing I can think of is a lot has to do with advertising and getting the message out and maybe being on the same page with the advertiser. I don't know. I do not know. All I know is there's I don't know how many millions of people in New York City every day generating money to pay people.
I feel like at some point in my life, I want to just go to work with a bunch of random people. Like one day I'll follow, like somebody hit me up on Twitter.
By the way, great YouTube show right there that you just came up with.
Do you want to, like, I'm like, oh, I'll follow some people at work today. Someone could reach out to me on YouTube. Oh, I work in finance. I'd love to go to work with you tomorrow.
And what does that sound like? Sounds like my idea of throwing a dart at the board and just following a random person's daily life for 3 days.
Yeah,
in some part of the country outside of here.
Like, I have an idea of what nurses do if someone runs a restaurant.
Of course,
but it's these other things. Like, I'm going to go out on sales calls all day with somebody.
Yeah.
What the hell is that like?
I did once when I was in between, when I was only working here Friday nights doing tape, and this was in between getting the board op job with Mike and Chris and my dad's company selling, to where I was kind of unemployed. I only worked literally one night a week here. And I went on the interview with Eddie's father, which, as I've told you before, I thought was a really good job, and I was about to take it before the Mike and the Mad Dog board op job opened up, which was interesting timing. Another job that I applied for and I went and spent the day with them was a marketing job. Now, I didn't know what I was getting myself into. I just thought, well, I mean, I was in radio and advertising. Let's marketing. That looks pretty good. I saw the ad in the newspaper. I called them up. Yeah, we'd love to have you come on down. We'll give you a rundown of what it's like. Just, you know, plan on. And I think they were going to give me lunch. And I think I was getting like $50 or something because they wanted me to spend 6 hours with them to see what it was. And then I was going to meet with the boss about the job. So I show up in Edison, as a matter of fact, in an office building. And I'm waiting room and I'm waiting for, I don't remember the guy's name. And he's like, all right, so, you know, nice to meet you. Hey, we're going to, I forget where. It was a college in New Jersey, though. He goes, I'm going to be hitting the road in about a half hour. He goes, I just need a little bit of time with my crew, if you can just sit here. So I'm sitting in the waiting room, and it was like cheerleaders pumping each other up. Let's go! Big day! And I'm like, I'm trying to look through the glass, and it was almost animalistic.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell am I doing?
So I end up, they assign me with these two people. We went to a college. I don't remember where. And we had to hand out flyers and try and sign people up for a credit, for student credit cards.
Oh.
And I remember sitting there after like 2 hours. I'm like, what is this? And I remember I said to the girl, I'm like, hey, I'm going to leave now. I said, this ain't for me.
Yeah.
And I remember I called my brother. My brother came and got me. But like jobs like that, yeah, I mean, that stuff exists.
Yeah.
You know?
I happened to see yesterday on YouTube, it was a CBS either Saturday or Sunday morning news piece about the company for the supermarket Wegmans.
Okay.
And it was all about how Wegmans is such a great place to work. And why, you know, how they run their company, mm-hmm. all this stuff. And then there were like 600 comments under it, all backing it up. I worked at Wegmans these years. This place is tremendous. Everything in this is true. I was like,
that's interesting.
I got to go work at Wegmans.
Wegmans, I've heard Costco really good things about them too.
Yeah.
About great benefits, vacation time, the way they treat their employees.
Yep.
But I didn't know that about Wegmans. That's very interesting.
So if you're in the supermarket business and you hate your job, go to Wegmans.
I got experience.
Although they did say something like last year they got, I don't know, how many, 10,000 applications for like 300 jobs.
Because the reputation's out. Yes. But that, you know what? That's what you want, though.
Yeah.
Would you rather that or would you rather be, don't work there, they suck. Yeah, but I need a paycheck.
Yeah, I was actually thought, well, someone under here is going to be like,
and you couldn't find
this
one.
Is all a lie. No. Everyone was like, yep, it's a great place to work. Great. Yeah. I was a vendor for them for these years. Even just going there, seeing the employees were always so happy. Blah,
yeah.
Blah. It seemed like a really nice place to work.
I will tell you that I'm not going to mention the name, but there's a place I do like that I go to. And recently, there have been a couple of employees that a little disgruntled. And it makes me not want to go back. And it wasn't anything towards me, but you could tell they really had no interest in being there. And it's like, man, I'm not looking for you to smile, but just be polite. And then as I was checking out, the woman checking me out was talking to another employee who was just complaining about her life while a customer, me, is there. Like, I want to hear that, you know?
Yeah.
Doesn't change my life, but it's just, I don't know. You want a better experience than that.
Yeah, I went to this restaurant. I had to Google it in Manasquan called The Committed Pig.
Okay.
It's like a burger place, casual.
Never heard of it. All right.
Casual place. I actually wrote to the owners after my experience. There was all teenagers working in there. They were all into it.
That's great.
Which it was such a different experience.
Yeah.
They were all thrilled to be working there.
Yep.
All happy, all busting their ass.
You know what that
tells me? Really strange.
They're not making minimum wage.
Yeah.
They're being taken care of a little bit better, and they are probably treated well by the owner or their manager.
Yeah.
Makes a difference.
Yeah.
Makes you want to go to work.
Yeah, that's all I talked about while I was eating. I was like, look at this guy with the smile.
Yeah.
This guy's so happy.
And now you'll go back.
Yeah.
The Committed Pig. Maybe I'll go.
The Committed Pig, Jerry. All right, let's do the warm-up show. You're going to be hosting tomorrow, Jerry.
This is what you told me on Monday, yes.
Gio and Jerry show, which means I get to yell at CeeLo tomorrow morning for one full hour. And he better be ready. Come strong to the mic.
He'll be ready.
I got no Mets.
No.
I got no Yankees.
No.
I got no Knicks.
Nope.
Which means I'm going to find some real uncomfortable stuff to talk to CeeLo about.
That's right up your alley.
Trans.
I can see you're excited already about tomorrow.
I can hit him with like some sort of trans women in sports should we do all electric cars? Is something to really get them.
By the way, how's my camera look right now?
It's gone. I don't see you in there, Jerry.
I just hit the table and it completely turned and shifted.
What if I hit mine? Oh, a little bit. Okay, I'm moving. All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up now. We'll be back here tomorrow on a Friday. Holla that. Sure!